There is only one top headline that we are really focusing on today. That is the Russian invasion of Ukraine. We are seeing pressure on the futures here this morning after a steep tumble in stocks yesterday. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ are all trading sharply lower, as indicated by the futures. And we are seeing a hair's breadth from correction for the Dow, very close to a bear market for the NASDAQ, depending on what happens for today's session. We've got team coverage of the events in Russia, Ukraine, and the ripple effect in markets. Our Akiko Fujita covering the latest headlines for us. And of course, our Jared Blickrey, as always, manning the markets and the Yahoo Finance Interactive for us. Akiko, we start with you and the latest on the ground.
Yeah, Julie, certainly we are following this story on multiple fronts. Let's start with the reaction globally. G7 leaders currently meeting right now in an emergency meeting to discuss this next step in response to the Russian invasion. NATO allies also meeting as well, with Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg saying this morning that additional troops will now be deployed to Eastern Europe. Over in Washington, President Biden is expected to address the country later this afternoon. Now, explosions have been reported in nearly a dozen regions in Ukraine, including the capital city of Kyiv, making it clear that this is far more wide-ranging than the special military operation that was described by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russia is insisting that the rocket attacks are aimed at military fighter jets and defense facilities, but there are multiple news outlets now reporting at least 10 civilians have been killed in the attack so far, along with 40 soldiers. Ukraine's foreign minister has called this a full-scale attack, and President Volodymyr Zelensky took to Twitter this morning, vowing to give weapons to anybody who wants to defend the country, adding that Russia treacherously attacked our state in the morning, as Nazi Germany did in World War II years ago. As of today, our countries are on different sides of world history. Russia has embarked on a path of evil, but Ukraine is defending itself and will not give up its freedom, no matter what Moscow thinks. Zelensky has now declared martial law in the country. Its airspace has been closed to all commercial flights, and there are reports of panic on the ground. Let's take a look at these images of residents in Kyiv rushing to evacuate the city, bringing traffic to a standstill. There are also reports of long lines outside of gas stations as Ukrainians look to get out ahead of any additional attacks. Now, over at the White House, President Biden did speak with President Zelensky overnight and released this statement, calling President Putin's actions a premeditated war that will bring a catastrophic loss of life and human suffering. The president going on to say that Russia alone is responsible for the death and destruction this attack will bring, and the U.S. and its allies and partners will respond in a united and decisive way. The world will hold Russia accountable. Now, the president is expected to announce additional sanctions later this afternoon. Within the next few hours, we should say, he's expected to address the country this afternoon. The European Union also planning to unveil additional sanctions, with European Commissioner President Ursula von der Leyen saying a short time ago that EU will hold Russia accountable for, in her words, this outrageous violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Certainly, this story, something that a lot of investors are following on the markets as